Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, how is it that a Bill Belichick coached football team is mentally not ready to go for a playoff game?
I call bull.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Those moments in the playoffs against Buffalo, go there and, okay, here go another $100 and the bed in the playoffs.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The
Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Oh, hello.
Starring Greg Hill.
Well, my son wrestled 1 year. There was a girl that was really, really good on,
really?
On his wrestling team.
Interesting note, Greg's been wrestling, doing some wrestling.
Joined by the relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
I saw him wrestling with a cheeseburger and some French fries by the pool.
Oh, he always wins that one.
Yep.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
He's wrestling in the 25 and under division.
He's wrestling an extra hour at the buffet.
He's wrestled the seafood tower for like a year straight.
And accompanied by
the Ken and Curtis Show.
The brains of this operation.
Ken and Curtis.
Ken and Curtis.
Come on, Wiggy. This is good.
I mean, Ja was cool. I had nothing. I had nothing against Ja.
When I'm with you.
Is that what you call him, Ja?
Ja Rule. He was so cool. I think 50 Cent killed his career.
He was much better than 50 Cent. Are you kidding?
That is the whitest
so
I've ever
good.
Heard.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Well, what are they, 20th or 19th?
21.
So, hey.
That's the oldest person traveling with Greg's age. What is going on, everybody?
He's back.
Yo,
back. I can tell who was the target of Curtis's jokes for the last 4 or 5 days around this place.
Why are you back? I mean, nothing going on. Good week to miss.
Well, it's good to be back.
Something.
My long international nightmare is over. And I mean, I may have thought momentarily about not coming back. But, I mean, this is my home state. This is my hometown. Why wouldn't I come? Why would I stay in Bermuda where it's a balmy 75 degrees?
Aren't you in the Bahamas?
Yeah, which is interesting because you're not in Bermuda.
Oh, yeah. Where did I say? Bermuda in the Bahamas. Why would I stay there when I could come back to this?
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast anymore.
I did feel for you, though, because you were delayed because of weather. So it wasn't like you could sun yourself anymore on your extra day there.
That is true. Yeah. Well, it wasn't even really, I guess it really wasn't an extra day because I had to go to the airport on Monday, spend my time at the airport, and then make a decision about whether to wait and see if I got the late flight or whether to rush back and get yet another COVID test in order to return to the United States. So I really technically got, I guess I got an extra 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Oh, I thought you never made it to the actual airport.
No. Went to the airport. There was some kind of a monsoon or something. I know Curtis was doubting me the whole entire time. I'm aware of that. for a little bit of the time that I was gone, I think Curtis forgot that I had access to the group chat and was wanted. Is there a bigger narc that has ever existed in any workplace anywhere, Wiggy, than Chris Curtis?
He wanted to be careful.
He wanted my flight information so he could check on me. Well, I'm a 55-year-old man. And Curtis wanted to check on me while I was gone to see if I was telling the truth or not.
You have every reason to hate me. I totally understand it. But this, I don't understand. I was just trying to follow along so I could see if you were landing or not.
Yeah.
I swear, why would I think you would be lying about when you're leaving the Bahamas?
Somehow Curtis doesn't think I'm on the group chat that we have and says, does anyone have Greg's flight information? So I can verify what's going on here.
Well, he thought because your IG was down, you were completely off the grid.
I have a real problem not being able to access my Instagram. I didn't know I was addicted to social media, but it's a real problem for me.
Why can't you access it? I don't understand.
Long story, Ken. It has nothing to do with my abilities tech-wise. It was set up. My Instagram was set up so long ago that it was set up on an email which no longer exists.
Oh.
So when my phone died during the show Thursday and I scrambled to get into the 2022s and get a brand new iPhone 13.
Boomer!
I'm unable to get my password sent to me. I get a link sent to me from Instagram which gets sent to my phone and says all you have to do is go to this link, and then it doesn't allow me to utilize the device that it thinks is not my phone or something.
Do you have
like
a folder of the thirst traps you took to like be able to post at a later date?
Ooh,
you mean am I going to do a photo dump?
Right.
No, I'm not going to do a. I'm not going
to
do a
something
photo
to think
dump.
About.
I did not. I really did not. It was actually nice to not worry about putting things on. For me, it's.
Do you have an online photo gallery?
It's an angle thing. I have to take. In order to take a picture poolside, I have to take like 47 different pictures, Wiggy, to get the angle right. You know what I'm saying?
But you know that if you have no proof of it, do we know it really even happened?
Yeah.
That's a great.
Did you even really go to the Bahamas?
I did see a nice photo of you in
Bermuda.
That you definitely would have posted. Yeah.
And Greg, by the way, speaking of being a narc, one of your traveling members narked you out and said that you tried to fly Ernie Bach Jr. down so you could get back stateside to go to a Genius Bar.
That did not happen.
But there is someone calling in today at 9 who has a douche move for you.
Oh.
For me?
Yep.
From the trip.
A member of your traveling party before Spanish class is going to call in at 9.
But it is a douche move.
Well, I got to tell you this. I had a good time. Great spot down there. Ended up winning a little cash.
All right.
So came back with a smile on my face, and I'm delighted to be back.
Is that Bitcoin or actual cash?
It was actual.
You probably had to spend it on another night at that hotel. That hotel's not cheap.
No. If you're gambling, you can get yourself a little bit of a deal.
Mm.
You know me. I'm frugal.
Just thinking another year, you won't even have to go to the Bahamas. You can go to the metaverse. You don't have to worry about
that. That's true. You could go to Atlanta in the metaverse.
Atlantis.
And then Atlantis. When I say Atlanta, why can't I talk today?
What is happening?
I'll tell you what's happening is I got addicted to watching the morning show on Apple TV while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And last night when I got back at 9:15 p.m., rather than go to bed like I should have, I stayed up and watched two additional episodes of the morning show.
What's next? All in the Family, or which?
Are you not familiar with the morning show?
Yeah, it's been around for a little while. Yeah.
Well, season 2 hasn't been around for that long.
Ken,
that's Reese Witherspoon and what's her name?
Jennifer Aniston.
It's fantastic. Have you watched it, Wiggy?
No.
Is anybody else, Curtis? You watched a little? Oh, you've watched it, Courtney.
It's a great show.
It's really good.
You should really check out Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's a real hit.
I will say you should have given a little bit of a viewer beware about Yellow Jackets. Very graphic.
Yeah, it is very graphic.
I mean,
but it's really good.
Some bloody scenes.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. But I had to close my eyes a lot.
All right. Well, speaking of while I was gone, apparently you leave this place for a couple of days. And a palace coup goes on. Has anybody addressed on this show the dramatic developments around these parts and on this show?
We have teased it. We have not mentioned it.
No, we stayed away from it.
I mean, big stuff for you.
Yeah, we had a kind of rail Curtis in so he didn't slip up and say something, but we stayed away from it.
I mean, bodies scattered around the building, a giant palace coup.
Let's just say my timing's terrible.
Undertaken by one individual around these parts. I mean, I don't know if I can wait to talk about it. Are we going to wait to talk about it? You want to talk about it now? Or?
It's your show, Greg. Whatever you'd like.
Just keep your head on a swivel. That's all I say.
I guess so, Wiggy. I guess so. Well, I guess at some point we can address what is going on around here and who is left standing and who isn't and what will happen going forward. All of these dramatic things. I just tried to take a couple of days off and go to either Bermuda or the Bahamas and look what happens. And also, on my way out of the trying to get to the airport yesterday, I've got some local journalist who is tracking me down and demanding that I do an interview on Wiggy of all,
Dale
of
here.
All things.
What? Who's the local journalist?
The Lawrence Eagle Tribune.
Yeah.
And do you know who you spoke to from that organization?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on the name right now.
Well, the Lawrence Eagle Tribune is the New York Times of the Merrimack Valley, so.
I'm drawing a blank. You know, I'm not great.
Wiggy does so many interviews.
Bill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you sure it's not a documentary?
Bill no. Burt.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Burt.
Bill Burt reaches out to me and says, hey, this is on Monday when I was going through the misery of trying to get the flight out of the Bahamas. Says, hey, I'm doing a piece on Wiggy. I'd like to get you for 10 minutes. I said, yeah, no problem. I'm going to the airport. I need to leave for the airport at 9:15 Tuesday morning. Is there any possibility we could do it on Wednesday? And he says, no, we have to do it on, can I call you at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning? But I think
deadlines.
I think the interview comes out today.
Yeah, I think it is today.
I'm reading it right now.
Yeah. Are you reading it right now?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll have to get into that at some point. It basically gives Wiggy full credit for the entire dynasty of the New England Patriots.
Does he write about you being from Brooklyn? Because it mentions you're a local guy.
Yeah. No, I was just created in Brooklyn.
All right. Well, anyway, good to be back. We will address what has occurred here on this show and at this radio station coming up on the program this morning. We will also get to today's leads in about 20 minutes or so at 6:30. The dumbest of the day happening when Courtney gets to the news at 7:30. And apparently, as Curtis mentioned, a suggested douche move segment at 9 o'clock on this morning's show. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937 or... if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Several ways that you can consume this program today and every day. That includes, obviously, on the radio, the old-fashioned way, on any of the radio stations that we have for you all across New England. Or if you cannot listen on the radio, you can stream this show every single day at WEEI.com. Or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. You can also watch this program on the Twitch feed and just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Not a great night for Tuukka Rask last night, ooh, Ken. Ooh. I assume we'll get to that right away.
Yes, we will.
Trending. All right, let's do it.
Maloney and Fourier, weekdays 2 to 6.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Take your adventures farther than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at $32,820. Find your authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And by the way, Greg, welcoming you on the Twitch chat, a brand new sponsor. We're excited about that. Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So this show is growing by leaps and bounds.
Excellent. That's very exciting.
Outstanding. But yes, not outstanding last night at the Garden. Five-game win streak of your Bees came to a screeching halt. Carolina buries them. Five first-period goals. Five. Two more in the third. 7-1 the final. Tuukka pulled after the first frame.
Little rusty.
Maybe.
I mean, you got to give him a little while to get back into the swing of things.
Mm. Against a good team, too.
Against a good team, Courtney. Great point.
Mm-hmm. And the D was a mess, to be quite honest. But the first home game with five goals allowed in the first period at the Garden since 1982. When the Quebec Nordiques were in town, Tuukka Rask discussed what happened.
I don't know. I think I can just only speak for myself. You know, you got to help them out a little bit. You're not going to have, you know, everybody's not going to have their legs at all times as a goalie. You got to be there, step up and make a couple of saves. And, you know, like you saw in the first, I just, you know, I should have made two or three saves there to keep it tight. But, you know, it's one of those nights.
That would be more than a couple saves that you needed to make last night, Tuca.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a long leash as far as the guy's been out for a while.
Yeah,
so
he gets a pass.
Yeah, I don't think people are tripping about this. He did it on Willie O'Ree night.
Yeah, that's the big issue for Wade.
God, amen. Damn.
Number 22 in the rafters on the 64th anniversary of his historic first game, Wiggy.
Yeah, they did a good job of that last night.
Mm-hmm. Just would have been so much better if he was there.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you brought this point up. He's 86 years old, so, I mean, traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast, difficult.
Bruins get Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals tomorrow night. Turn the page quickly there. Mike Riley testing positive for COVID, and he missed that game. NHL, by the way, has decided, Greg, you'll love this, they will not be testing asymptomatic players after the All-Star break.
Good job.
All right.
Although players still tested when they go to Canada.
NCAA gets the credit for that, though. They did that first.
Mm-hmm.
I think
the NCAA has put that rule in place.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that makes sense. I think that, right. I mean, if you're asymptomatic, then you ought to be able to not only play your sport, but you also ought to be able to do your work.
Right, and you know, without having to take a test, worrying about doing that.
And you know what's amazing? You missed this yesterday, Greg. Derek the Steeler fan had the best point. All of a sudden, since the playoffs began in the NFL, nobody has COVID.
I know. It's surprising, isn't it?
I'm at the COVID update page of the NFL right now. Two practice squad players on the Bills and the Niners were placed on the COVID list. Nobody else.
Well, also, Mahomes, the barber of Patrick Mahomes, is back on the list again this year.
Celtics tonight have the Charlotte Hornets at the Garden. They made a trade yesterday to get under the luxury tax, so Juancho Hernan Gomez is no longer a Celtic. NFL, getting ready for the big divisional playoff weekend, Greg. Mm. Which game are you most looking forward to? Saturday, Bengals-Titans and 49ers-Packers. Sunday, Rams at Tom Brady, the Bucks, Bills, and the Chiefs.
Like Curtis, I'm a Tom Brady guy, so he's my guy going forward from this point. I can't wait to see Tom get to another Super Bowl.
Get off the bandwagon.
You and Edelman are now on that bandwagon.
This could be it, right?
I mean, there's some reporting. Seth Wickersham thinks he may retire. Brady is going to be all in this week to beat the Rams. This will be fascinating.
I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he is.
I think they beat the Rams.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I cannot, by the way, I was unable to consume the program while I was gone due to iPhone 13 issues. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that Wiggy had lots to say about Mac Jones.
Well,
are we going to get to revisit that at some point this morning?
Sure
it went national.
Okay. It did?
One national. big national guy picked it up.
Okay.
I think the show is massive.
And Curtis has the weather. I don't know if he's ready for it. Curtis, you ready for the weather?
I was born ready for nothing, but the weather right now in the city of Boston is 22 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 46.
And that's where the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center with the leads coming up on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh.
a Wednesday, and tomorrow, heads up, Bruins Thursday. That means that Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30 on this show. But still to come this morning, the news with Courtney at 7:30. And apparently a suggestion with regard to a douche move at 9 o'clock on this show. But I mentioned it at the start of the program. While I was gone, some sort of a palace coup occurred around these parts, Curtis.
I believe it's pronounced coop.
And I know you were teasing that we would discuss it, so we might as well do it now. One long-standing member of this program has somehow, in a mere matter of months, backstabbed every single person that he worked with in upper management and has somehow inexplicably elevated himself to the most senior management level at this radio station, WEEI. And it's not who you think it is. It's not Curtis. It's not Courtney. It's not Wiggy. It is none other than our comrade Laird, who is moving himself up to what is the official title now? Are you going to be the operations manager of WEEI?
That's correct, Greg. They have made a new title for me. The old one was just not enough to cut it.
Okay.
So I am the operations manager.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Rest in peace, Jeff Rickards.
Big dog. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. Many of you who have listened to the radio station for a long time would know that there was a longstanding program director here at the radio station, friend zone Joe, downstairs Joe. He moved on. When was that? A year or so ago?
Over a year ago. Yeah.
Then we had a brief period of time where we had upstairs Joe, who was also a program director for this radio station.
I believe Spaz ran the station for a week in the interim.
Then we had a nice fellow named Jeff Rickard who came in from somewhere and was here overseeing Ken in his new role as assistant to the program director, assistant to brand manager, I believe. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was
yes.
What was that, 4 month period of time?
About four and a half months, yeah.
I see.
Quick turnaround.
About like 40 years.
And then, unfortunately, he trusted you. And while he was trusting you, you were working behind his back to move yourself up the ladder. And here you sit now at the top of the ladder as essentially our boss.
Tough timing for me to get into somewhat of an argument with him just mere weeks ago.
Yeah,
I know.
I'd be careful.
I am on thin ice.
I was going to ask how you feel about this.
Yeah. Was high when I opened the email.
The guy.
I said, well, Courtney, you really did yourself in with this one.
Your anxiety is high at all times.
Yeah. How did things take a turn?
Your anxiety is high when you're brushing your teeth in the morning.
Yeah.
I choose my words wisely.
Yes. Well, since you've been gone, since this has been announced, everything Ken says, I'm all in.
Really?
You know,
we're all in on it?
Ken says the sky is pink. I said, I agree.
That's a good way to do it.
Yep.
So what does this mean, Ken, for you?
Well, first of all, I don't quite agree with how you've characterized that.
Okay.
Jeff Rickard was a very nice man.
Yes.
And he worked his butt off for 4.5 months and went back to Indiana. His family was still in Indiana. Very tough job he had.
Yeah.
He was going back and forth every weekend. So
Will the monumental changes that he made here stay in place?
I believe, yes.
Okay.
The foundation is in place.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to thank Mike Thomas, who is our master brand manager, right? Our market manager. He's the big poncho around here, and he has welcomed me as his understudy of sorts.
Second in command.
I will be his second in command.
I see.
And as such, he needs my attention at all times, I believe, and my cooperation. So
I would recommend to him that when you two are meeting, he always has his back to the wall. Go ahead.
But unfortunately, because of that, I will be leaving the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Wow.
That sucks. A replacement search is going to be underway soon.
Wow. Oh, I got a great idea. We should do like some type of...
We'll be the judge of whether it's a great idea or not, but go ahead.
We should do like some type of like producer search where we bring...
How long would you recommend that takes?
I don't know. You would have control of that.
3 months, 4 months?
But we could bring in
different... Worked out well last time.
We could bring in different producers.
We could.
Every day.
Yeah, we could.
And then have a big board and everything.
Yeah, what about Kendra?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ken?
Yeah.
No, don't start. Now, Courtney and I have repaired our relationship.
You have?
We're doing
I don't
well.
Know. Yes. She seems kind of anxious.
No, whatever Ken wants is what I think is best for this program. So I am.
Courtney smart.
Yep.
She knows.
Do you need coffee today, too? Just let me know.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
I mean, is it? I love the guy, but is it possible that you stay on the show and Curtis goes?
I asked that very question, yep.
You did? You asked that. What about the award-winning Ken and Curtis show?
We will keep that show.
Oh, really?
It's basically up to me. I was told if I want to keep the show, we keep the show.
Oh, it was up to him, Curtis.
Look at this.
Oh, it was up to him.
Do I have to give you some bribe to keep the show? Or
so how long do you keep the show for? Is it like just something that you're going to do for the next couple of months?
I think we're going to keep it until it runs its course. I like it right now. I think we've developed some momentum. I love the remotes we've done, Greg, with your foundation. I think that's a good little symbiotic relationship here at the morning show. Yeah. Maybe Curtis will prefer a different co-host, but for now, we stay 9-1 on Saturday.
Right, but now that you're Mike Thomas and Sammy the Bull, you're going to have to do more. So, I mean, you might get to the point where, like, all right, this Saturday show, time to put it on the shelf.
Are these hours better for you? The new hours?
To be determined. We'll see.
What do you mean? You make your own hours?
I make my own hours. Yes, there are no hours.
You're a 9-to-5 guy now?
I am responsible for the radio station's operation at all hours.
Do you have a date when you're taking over for Mike Thomas in mind?
He's on call. Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats, thanks, boss man.
Thank you, man.
Wow, the butt kissing has started immediately on this program.
That's a nice perk of the job, I got to say. Yes. People have been very nice the last week. Oh, yeah.
But remember who was down for you from day one, boss man.
I remember you, Wiggs.
There you go.
I remember those who were with you.
Have you begun to explore what you may do with, I mean, this whole entire radio, it's like a blank canvas.
Well, it's now
yours.
Are you talking about Wiggy's head?
The keys to the automobile that is this radio station have been handed to you. To use a Wiggy analogy, you are no longer a passenger.
Nope.
You are the driver.
Mike Thomas and I, and Chris Curtis, I think, will have all a major role in determining future events at this radio station.
Oh, wow. So Curtis moved up the ladder a little bit, huh?
Curtis has moved up the ladder a little bit as well. Yes, he has.
Really? Does he get a new title or something? Or
did you get a new title?
I don't even know what my title is. I think it's deranged. I hate this. I know it's right for Ken. Ken's going to be the best possible hire. I felt that way for a long time. He's smart, he's organized, and he's caring. And I hate the fact that I don't get to work with him. 6 years sitting side by side with Ken Laird has been the best part of my professional life, and I am sad.
Yeah, buddy.
You worked there on Saturdays.
It's devastating news for the show. Ken is a hardworking guy and a passionate guy, and when it comes to what he does for this program, it's an awful lot. So
almost irreplaceable, I'd say.
Not really. I mean, it's not that devastating, to be honest with you.
I would say you are irreplaceable.
Yes. Thank you, Wiggs. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Okay. Your music knowledge on all genres of music.
Who's gonna pick the rejoins?
Right.
Who's gonna do the leads, man? The lead music.
Yeah. Well, if you heard yesterday's show, Greg, I mean, Wiggy went wild with hip hop.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
You should have heard Ken discuss soft rap with Wiggy. It was an incredible moment.
This is David, who has a little bit of advice for you, Ken. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. So I hope all is well. So here's a little bit of advice from Mr. Ken. Ken, congratulations.
Thank you, David.
But as an operations manager, director, however the title will be, my words of advice for somebody who has stumbled in the past is listen to your workers, respect what they do, what they say, because you will be as good as they make you to be. You could have the highest title, but if you're not willing to listen and respect the people that report to you, you will sink faster than you grew to the top.
Great advice.
Good advice.
Wow. Great advice, David. Great advice.
Thank you.
And I know I remember you called in about this one time, if I remember correctly, because the person, whoever was working the drive-through one night at the Wendy's, didn't show up and you had to fill in. Is that right?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I have to do that. Yeah, a couple of times.
Yes, thank you.
I have to get Wiggy's Nuggets.
Hey, all right, Dave.
Wait a second. And I said Wendy's. That was wrong. If you've ever seen the regular listener photo that we have of David on the Twitch chat, it was a Friendly's, I believe, that he was managing.
Friendly's was amazing.
Actually, it was a Howard Johnson's. It was a Hojo.
Wow.
It was a Hojo. There he is. Look at him.
Howard Johnson.
There he is, David. There's David in the car.
Oh, yeah.
There's his picture. And the guy looks like he can still go out there and score.
That's impressive that he can hold the ball his head like that.
And score two during the PKs. That's what David looks like he can do.
Greg, how was the Hojos in the Bahamas?
No Hojos.
Nope.
I did enjoy some terrific dinners down there.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed on property.
Well, why would you ever leave?
Well, I mean, I normally, on a trip, I like to get a little local flavor, as they say.
Right.
But,
how was the adult-only resort?
Excellent. Okay. The Cove.
The nightlife was good.
Now, for me, Wiggy,
where was the rest of your party?
You know, Wiggy, you know, for me, not a late night guy.
Yeah.
I like to be, and when I'm on vacation, I like to be in bed with a good book by 8:30 or 9 o'clock. But I did participate in a little bit of the nightlife down there.
Okay.
I did gamble a little bit. I won money very first night I was there at the casino. And then I didn't gamble the rest of the time. So,
smart move.
It was a good time. I mean, it was the weather was pretty good, other than the monsoon that delayed my flight on Monday, despite Chris Curtis thinking that was some kind of conspiracy or something like that. Yesterday, we left the Atlantis Resort at 9:15 a.m. to go to the airport. After arranging the various COVID tests and everything else that is necessary. And we might as well just do, because we're late based on the Ken announcements, we might as well just do the leads in 10 minutes. Is that all right to push the leads back a little bit? Okay. Is that all right with you, Mr. Operations Manager?
Let me check with Curtis.
He's up there.
Okay. Curtis, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I'm going to run up the flagpole.
Okay, great. That's approved.
Do I have to run everything by you that I want to do on the show now going forward? Do I have to?
That's correct. Absolutely.
How does that work?
Mm-hmm. I will be coming into the show at various moments and standing with my arms folded and making small talk.
I see. Excellent. That is the job of – that is the number one job of the program director.
Yes.
I have learned is to come in and say, great show, guys, and make some small talk about what you did over the weekend or what have you.
The toughest part of the job is making it appear you're working hard.
oh, boy, Ken.
So anyway, what was I talking about?
You were talking about leaving the Atlantis at 9:15 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So then everything goes swimmingly at the airport, get on the plane, and start to taxi.
Okay.
It was American Airlines.
All right.
And we're about to take off, and the pilot says, hey there, we got a quick issue that we got to go back to the airport and check.
Never want that.
Yeah, that's never good.
Turns out it's a door, and the door is either unable to close properly,
okay,
or the light sensor that indicates the door is closed properly is not working.
Mm.
So it takes a good 45 minutes for whoever is there in the Bahamas to try to fix the light sensor or the door.
Yep.
And then they finally decide, according to the pilot, that the light sensor is most likely not working. They're going to look at the door from the outside. And if the door appears to be shutting okay, we're going to take off.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
That's How would you feel about that? A little nerve-wracking. How would you feel about that?
That's the eyeball test.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know. Would you, do you trust the, you don't like to fly with?
I don't like to fly.
Would you trust the eyeball test on a door?
Nope. I want all my doors to be looked at by robots.
Right. So we take off anyway, but I missed the connecting flight in Charlotte. Mm.
Charlotte, good airport, though. Has a lot of food.
I was able to try the Chick-fil-A. Good, pretty good.
So what's Chick-fil-A? I mean, it's like,
what do you mean, what's Chick-fil-A?
That was a confusing pick.
What kind of a question is that? What's Chick-fil-A?
You can get that here.
Yeah, like you could get that here. You're in Charlotte, you go to Chick-fil-A.
Should have gone to Bojangles.
Well, that's what I would.
Right, churches.
Brees Hill was craving Zaxby's. The Chick-fil-A.
That's what you should have tried.
What is it?
Zaxby's.
I've never heard of Zaxby's.
Yeah, well,
Zaxby's
see,
is good.
When you're down south, you should try some of these places, not a Chick-fil-A.
Charlotte is a nice airport, though.
Very nice. That's where I lived.
They have little rocking chairs for people, so that people who are anxious, like you, when they're
absolutely.
That's what Ken's going to sit in now.
Now, I saw video of some people on your trip going down various water slides. Did you happen to go down any?
I did not go down any of the water slides at the Atlantis because of the water displacement issue.
Was the tsunami warning related or not related over the weekend?
Did you do the lazy
Too
river
soon,
ride?
Curtis. Too soon on the,
sorry.
The tsunami
Sorry,
joke.
Tonga. I love you.
What's that?
Did you do the lazy river ride?
I did do the lazy river.
Because that gets a little wild at
it
some
It was
points.
A little, yeah. I did do the lazy river.
Okay.
I feel like when it comes to lazy, that describes me perfectly. Mm-hmm. So it was, all in all, it was a great trip. Nice little getaway. But my plan is, Ken, if it's okay with you, I will continue working right up until the spring book. I probably won't take any more vacation.
Well, let's talk after the show. I've first order of business. I am installing a lazy river out here in the hallway area to make you feel more at home.
Oh, I like
excellent. That would be fantastic.
Get you in a better frame of mind.
That would be fantastic.
Where did you watch the game on Saturday? What was the viewing experience like for Patriots fans?
It was an absolute disaster because we watched it in the sports book. Surrounded by obnoxious douchebag Buffalo Bills fans.
Oh, man.
Oof. Oof. Is there a city or a group of people who are more obnoxious for no reason than Buffalo Bills fans?
Yeah, New Yorkers.
No. Well, they're
technically.
Eagles fans are pretty bad.
Yeah, Eagles fans are bad.
Yeah, I guess technically the Bills fans are New York.
Bills were the only NFL team in New York.
Yeah. The expression that applies here is act like you've been there before.
No, that ain't happening.
I mean, I get it. That was, and I didn't even know this term. I asked Wiggy about it this morning. He had no idea. I get that was the first perfect game ever pitched in the NFL, in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, and I was like, what does that mean?
Did you guys talk about that?
No, I had no idea. I don't even know what a perfect game in the NFL is.
Yeah, the perfect quarterback rating.
The Patriots gave up the first perfect game ever in the history of the NFL. Were people, I hope everybody was outraged by that over here.
Wiggy, what are you talking about? I mentioned that like 10 times. They never punted. They never kicked a field goal. They got touchdowns on every play.
We didn't call it a perfect game.
Yeah, we didn't call it a perfect game.
I mean, so it was just, that part of it was not good.
Yeah.
Did you run that wording by the new operations manager?
I just dumped that. I am putting a dump button back in the office. We used to have that.
Oh, my God.
I will be the pig vomit, dumping anything and everything that I find.
Is it irony that you used the dump button for that comment by Wiggy?
Well, that's what they did.
Probably.
I think that would be irony. Yeah.
So I had to be rough than watching with all those Bills fans.
Yeah, that does not sound fun.
Yeah. I mean, that was a disaster. This is Brian from Foxborough. Brian.
Yes. How are you?
What's going on, man?
I just wanted to say I'm disappointed that Ken is leaving.
Yes.
Him and Curtis have always been a friend of mine, and also, I don't mean to talk too long because I know you have time to spare, but I have always appreciated you and Courtney, and when people prolong their situations or their life or what they want to do, I'm happy for them.
Hmm.
And
well, he's not, I mean, he's not,
thank you, Brian.
He's not dying.
Right.
And this is a life upgrade, a work life upgrade for Ken Laird. It's a big promotion.
Yes, it is a big promotion. I will miss the morning, the juice of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 6 years. These hours are tough, but it is also rewarding. And working with you, Greg, in particular, has been awesome. You've given us a lot of rope on the show, and I appreciate that. So that will be missed.
Well, now you have exactly 6 months to deliver, or you'll be canned and out of radio. So, I mean, that's really, honestly, it's
or back on the show.
I feel like it's a great.
Before I get fired, I will put myself back on the show.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, you just can't go back.
Greg, everybody has a fall guy.
Yeah.
He has that power.
Right.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Did you see Curtis was drinking again?
Curtis, you're going to be like the dude who was Jennifer Aniston's producer on The Morning Show, the guy Chip.
Oh, yes.
Who basically gets blamed for the whole entire Steve Carell, Matt Lauer thing when he had nothing to do with it. You're going to be Ken's fall guy.
He's a great character. I have PTSD when I watch Chip.
See, I'm leaning toward doing what that Jennifer Aniston character does.
Mm-hmm.
And just going back and installing Spaz in the producer role right here on this show.
Ooh.
I mean, I
love to see Spaz.
Yeah. Do you feel like I have the clout around here to do that?
That would be spicy.
So we didn't have the clout to save him.
I didn't want to stick my neck all the way out. I mean, but I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I have asked about Spaz, and that didn't go real well.
Really?
First ask. Unfortunately for Spaz, it was terrible timing on his part.
Yeah.
Because I do think he would have been an awesome candidate to step right into this spot.
But which, guy, which, like, he would have had this job.
I mean, maybe. I mean,
it would have been a given with you. You love Spaz.
I did love Spaz.
And it was just about exotic dancers? Like, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they were more like day shifters, but yeah.
Okay.
You probably should have went with the night shift. Might have gone all right.
I know.
Mutt has strippers every night. Nobody talks about it.
Ken, you're at the top of the mountain now, so now you got real power.
That is Mike Thomas.
You got real power, man.
And then Mark Hannon.
All right, well.
We love you, Spaz.
Congrats, congrats are in order for Ken Laird moving up the corporate ladder. Corporate Ken, the lifeguard, Ken PR, has made a move. How long do we have you for? As long as the producer search lasts for?
Yeah, correct. I'll be here assisting in the search.
So I could do like a six-month producer search, and then you'd have to be on the show for 6 months.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going down the hall, so I will be here for it all.
Do you get the new office?
I don't quite trust that office, and I don't think I'm going to move unless instructed to do so.
Oh, bad mojo down there?
A lot of bad mojo.
Bad mojo down there.
He was already measuring the drink.
All right. Coming up next, we will get to today's leads.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
Thank you.
you on coming back. That's the great Billy Joel, the piano man. And you may be right. Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
You may be right.
Good show. Have you seen him?
I saw him with Elton John, but you saw him this summer, which was sounded like an awesome show.
I've seen him every year that he's done Fenway, and he puts on. The only thing is, you feel a little bit sad because for most of the show he cannot get up physically, get up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing the piano anyway, but then at the end he struggles. But he's getting up there. How old is Billy Joel? Yeah,
good question.
75?
Is he that old? Jeez.
I think so.
And that was you at the craps table this past week.
But why would he have to get up? It's not like he's a dancer, you know what I mean?
No, but there are some songs where he's not playing piano, and you'd like to see him get up and move around a little bit.
Oh, just stand there on the mic? Because what does Bruce Springsteen do when he
gets
sings?
Up? But Bruce gets himself up he can hold on to the mic and then shimmy around and do. I mean, the guy puts on an incredible show, Bruce. All right. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Well, that caller David hit on something. You're only as good as the talent assembled underneath you. Interesting graphic NBC Sports Boston put up in regards to the talent still left in the NFL playoffs for some of these teams at wide receiver. Rams, Cooper Kupp, almost 2,000 yards, 16 touchdowns. Packers, Devontae Adams, 123 catches. Jamar Chase in Cincinnati, a true number one, Wiggy, right?
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco, Deebo Samuel, 1,400 yards. Tyreek Hill, Kansas City, 111 catches. Who does Mac have? It is stunning in comparison when you look at the number one receivers of those teams.
Right.
And then try hard, good worker, Jacoby Myers is your number one guy.
Right.
I mean, it is just clear evidence they've got to find that guy in the offseason somehow.
And you didn't even bring up Mike Evans in Tampa Bay or A.J. Brown in Tennessee. Not only that, not just the number ones, but just think of some of those teams' number twos. You know, you don't even have a number two. And
so we'll talk about this, but did you give Mac somewhat of a pass based on that?
I think you have to look at his rookie year as even more impressive, given the fact he was missing one of those guys.
Don't compare him to Brady, because Brady elevated the people around him. So Brady didn't get a true number one until really Randy Moss, and then some people thought Moss might have been kind of on the downside of his career.
On the downside?
Yeah.
The two had the most successful offensive quarterback receiver season in the history of the game.
Right, but when you got him from Oakland, people are like, he's not the same Randy Moss. So that's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good to have you back. So the big story coming out of the game has been what happened after the bye week. 4 out of 5 games, the Patriots lose, ending the season Saturday night in Buffalo. Yesterday, Boston Sports Journal's Greg Bedard reported on Brand X that he's hearing that the Patriots, after their 2-4 start, Bill Belichick took over the defense, said, okay, F this. They win 7 straight games. Following the bye week, according to Greg Bedard, Belichick backed off the defense, thinking the issues were solved. And from that point until now, the players had a tough time with the Gerard-Steven Belichick dynamic that they didn't feel prepared. And I go back to that Saturday night in Indianapolis after the loss to the Colts when Mac Jones said, we had a bad week of practice. We weren't really prepared. Mm. And then yesterday you have Adrian Phillips saying that they were physically ready, but they were not mentally prepared for the game. So I believe that dynamic is what cost the Patriots a potential AFC championship run this year.
I would like to explore that and whether or not you who you put that on when it comes to the Mayo, Belichick, the Belichick kids, etc. So I would like to explore that at some point this morning, Curtis. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. While you were gone, we talked about Dak Prescott and he making a little tongue-in-cheek joke about the refs when he was asked about fans throwing things at them. He said, you know, credit to them, so on and so forth. Well, the NBA referees are now getting involved in this. They released a statement saying the NBRA condemns the comments by Dak Prescott condoning violence against the officials. As an NFL leader, he should know better. They go on to say, we encourage the NFL to take action to discourage this deplorable behavior in the future. Now, I find it interesting that refs from another league are getting involved in this, especially when Dak Prescott, you listen to that sound, he at first talks about the fans as if they were throwing things at the players. And then when somebody says it seems like they were throwing them at the refs, obviously a lot of emotion there, and he makes a joke. He then takes to Twitter to say he regrets the comments he made about the officials. I hold the NFL officials in the highest regard. It just seems like the NBA refs are putting their nose where they shouldn't, asking for the NFL to come out and do something against Dak Prescott. It's a story that shouldn't be a story.
Well, that's because the NBA refs know that they suck, and that's why they're doing it. So, hey, we know we suck, and please don't throw stuff at us.
But do you think they're worried about, like, their safety because Dak said good on them that this is going to become?
I don't know how worried they are about their safety. Maybe a little bit. I mean, have you not seen these referees,
officials?
They are god-awful. Like, I don't condone violence on them, but you should be able to criticize a referee without having to get fined.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah. If they make a bad call or do something where, you know, it ultimately affects the game. Now, I don't blame the refs in the Dallas game, but there are plenty of games where you look at and you go, what the hell? What are you doing? And so, yeah, you should be able to criticize the referees.
And Wiggy, I think I'm on your team here. I think when the ref misses a call and the player calls them out, they should write a letter apologizing to the team that got screwed by the call.
Right.
They screwed up. The player's just pointing it out.
You never hear the officials doing that. You never see the officials basically going, you know what, we blew that, and it was because of our error that this team lost a playoff game or lost the game, and we're sorry that our poor judgment led to that.
Should we not be taking a quick break here?
We should be. I thought you wanted to just roll.
Are you going to steer this ship, or am I going to continue to steer it?
I talked to Mike Thomas about this. He said you're a little touchy to just kind of back off you at first in my new leadership role. So I'm going to ease into the criticism of you.
I mean, we're up against a quick break, which means that we could get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead momentarily. But you need to grow a set and take charge.
Oh,
let's go to break, Dan.
This is your moment.
Holy cow.
This, sir, is your moment. I am here to support you, but you've got to take charge and hold people accountable.
Okay? I hate it when you guys
noted.
Fight.
Noted.
All right. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back with the lead of Dwayne Wiggins and yours truly next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.